and Ivan Seske. No, it seems on. Is it better? Working on this project with my co-PI Max Ott from NICTA Australia and Ivan Seske from WinLab and Thierry also in Australia. As you can see from the title, this project isn't tightly focused on a control framework. It's a broader project that has evolved from the Orbit project at WinLab, and we are part of a wireless cluster that contains our own project and a second project also at WinLab that is focused on providing a WiMAX base station and WiMAX network to Genie. So this is a very small cluster, and we're happy to work with other projects from other clusters as well. Let me start by motivating our work with an example experiment that we might want to run on a Genie network. This is an experiment from the vehicular domain, which has generated a lot of interest recently. There are more than 40,000 lives lost in the United States due to traffic accidents each year. And vehicular networking could provide, could make an impact there in saving lives. One example networking primitive that might be useful is to geocast messages to cars in a certain area. One might want to warn a car that half a mile ahead there's a car stalled on the road, for example. To do that, one could use wide area wireless networks, cellular WiMAX, for example, but there'll likely be several service providers that cover the same area. So the messages have to be routed through a wired backbone in addition to the local wireless network. So this would be an example experiment that one could run on Genie that involves likely several test beds, both wired test beds and wireless test beds, and it also involves mobile nodes, which motivates a lot of our work. Currently, we've been conducting experiments in the vehicular domain, and so far, these are largely ad hoc experiments where we manually set up each node in a car, connect to them locally, install software, drive specific routes. After the experiments, connect to the nodes again, pull data out. Now, in this project, we are hoping to make that process a lot more convenient and move towards a nearly continuously running mobile testbed where the movement of nodes is likely to be uncontrolled. So we cannot affect the routes of cars driven for, or we cannot plan them for specific experiments. So we need certain primitives to allow us to select nodes for our experiments that are moving in certain areas. This continuously running uncontrolled testbed also makes reproducibility of our experiments more challenging. If we have, say, for several outdoor nodes set up, as you see on the map on the right, we might want to run an experiment specifically when cars are passing these outdoor nodes or when several cars are near each other. And the results will depend on these locations. So selecting appropriate locations in the experiment plan is then important. Our overall goal is to support reproducible experiments across wired, wireless, and mobile testbeds. So we are not restricted to the wireless domain. We are coming from the wireless domain. Our software has evolved from there, but I think there's also a lot of use for this for our software in the wired domain, and we are looking forward to working with the researchers from the wired domain on this overall control framework. Also, while I've given the vehicular examples, we are not restricted to vehicular networks. If you have a network of smartphones, for example, carried by regular users, many of the same primitives that we're developing for mobility might apply here. So reproducibility is one of our key goals. It's related to selecting locations where the experiment is run that you're repeating your experiment in the same locations in a mobile scenario, but it's also more generic, even in a wire. If you've ever run experiments with the DMAT Wi-Fi driver doing detailed performance studies, you might have found that it depends a lot on which exact version of the DMAT Wi-Fi driver you're using for these measurements. So capturing complete configurations, enhancing experiments, all of that is within our scope. Now, I've already mentioned that our framework evolved from the Orbit management framework, from the Orbit project at WinLab. If you're not familiar with this project, this is a 400-node wireless testbed at Rutgers University. Each of the nodes supports several radios, different technologies ranging from 802.11 to software radios. All of the nodes are completely programmable at the operating system driver level. You can get remote access. It's an open access network, open access testbed, so you can remotely log into this testbed, conduct experiments, configure the nodes to your liking, and pull your measurement results out of this testbed. Now, for this testbed, we have developed this Orbit management framework, which manages access control to this testbed, which manages the configuring the nodes and measuring results. And this management framework is not just used in the Orbit testbed. It is currently used in several testbeds around the world. There's a testbed of about 40 nodes at the Thomson Lab in France that is running this management framework. There's a 50-node indoor, 10-node WiMAX outdoor deployment in Australia that is running this framework. And there's a, I believe, 20-node testbed in Greece that is running this framework. And we've also connected our framework to Planet Lab, making it compatible with Planet Lab nodes so that our software can also be used to control experiments running on Planet Lab and across these testbeds. So this Orbit management framework is not just a control framework. It provides experiment control, experiment tools. These are primitives like barriers to coordinate experiments across a widely distributed set of nodes. It's a sort of a libraries of scripting primitives that you can use to script your experiments. But it also provides primitives to deploy software on these nodes, install images before you conduct your experiment, to install any software libraries, drivers, and the like that your experiment is dependent on. And it contains primitives to measure measure performance results that you're interested in. And one of the key features is that the measurement results can be fed back in real time to the experiment controller, so you can adapt the progress of your experiment based on the measurements that are coming in. And a second key feature of this framework is that the complete description of this experiment from the experiment script itself to the actual deployment and configuration to the measurement process is contained in a single place in this experiment description that you see on top. And that was a deliberate design decision to enhance reproducibility of our experiments. If you only have access to this single experiment script, you know virtually everything you need to know to be able to reproduce the same experiment again. So this script will refer to a certain baseline image of an operating system that can be installed on the nodes, and then that script itself will refer to each library and its version and driver version that needs to be installed on top of this baseline image to provide the exact same configuration that the original experiment was run on. Now, this framework is implemented in three main components. One of them is the node handler or experiment controller that you run on a operating console for the testbed. It sends out the commands to node agents, shown on the right side, that execute. These node agents sit on each individual testbed node and execute the experiment commands locally on the nodes. The commands are received from the node handler. And then we have an aggregate manager that contains a list of all available resources, nodes, but also other equipment like signal generators, specific measurement devices. And from this aggregate manager, one can request resources. One can provide topology descriptions. The aggregate manager will then return a suitable set of resources that can be used to create that topology. And the aggregate manager can manage access or schedule experiments if multiple experimenters are requesting same resources. So in this project, we are building on this existing framework that is already running. Again, this existing framework is not just a control framework. It's broader, supports the full experimental cycle. One of its main objectives is enhancing reproducibility, but it also has, through Orbit, evolved in easing operation and maintenance tasks, which I haven't focused on, and it optimizes resource utilization if multiple experimenters accessing the same resources. And then in this project, we'll be adding support for federation of testbeds, drawing resources for multiple testbeds, supporting disconnection for mobile nodes, supporting spatial temporal orchestration of nodes, mobile nodes, and connecting the Orbit testbed itself to the NLR and making it available to Genie. For supporting federation, we are pulling the experiment controller out of the testbed itself and allowing to run it on a user's machine, for example, or on an outside portal from which it can send its command to several testbeds. We are providing support for virtualization. Now, on each, instead of the node agent on a specific node, we'll create a sliver controller, one for each slice that is running on a node. And we'll work towards a common resource description model, which you can use then to request resources. You can describe the requirements for your experiments. And it will also be used then in the measurement process when the measurements are reported back to the portal. That description of the exact resources that were used for that measurement will be attached to enhance reproducibility of these results. To support disconnection, we will allow the experiment orchestration to be downloaded into the nodes itself instead of sitting on the external controller. So if nodes are disconnected from the network, they continue executing these scripts. And we'll provide a measurement cache on the local nodes to collect the results during periods of disconnections. And once connection is established, they will be uploaded again to the portal. To further support disconnection, we'll provide several orchestration primitives. One of them are these spatial triggers. If a node is crossing a certain area or a certain line, then a particular command is run or a particular action is taken. This is opposed to temporal triggers where you wait a certain amount of time after your experiment start. And it can help you coordinate, particularly the experiment I described at the beginning. If a node comes close to a particular base station, then you might want to start your experiment. Spatial triggers can provide that. We also want to provide other triggers such as if you have 5 nodes available within a half-mile radius, then you might want to run an experiment. So the triggers might encompass multiple nodes instead of one single node. And this can be implemented through the feedback loop between measurement and experimental control that I showed at the beginning. So in summary, our 12-month milestones will be building on this existing framework that supports the full experiment cycle. It's already deployed across multiple test beds. We have some collaboration with EU projects in deploying this original OMF. And we will enhance that by supporting experiments across multiple federated test beds and providing support for mobility, disconnection, and time-based orchestration, and later spatial orchestration. Thank you.